There are certain things you expect from college life at the University of Alabama. The list includes worrying about midterms, finding your way to class, and of course, Crimson Tide football. This year is different. The pandemic has forced many classes online. Coronavirus cases spiked early in the semester, and there's been an ongoing effort to quarantine COVID-19 positive cases on campus. APR student reporter Libby Foster brings us this tale of three students.
If you were negative, they'll call you up and say, what's your name, blah, blah, and they'll tell you to leave.
That's Kiana. She's a sophomore majoring in creative media. She and all the students we interviewed for this story asked that we only use their first names.
If you were positive, they'll call you up and they'll take you to a room. Then they called my name and they walked me to the room and I was like, good grief. So I just like started crying.
Kiana went into quarantine in late August. Close to 500 UA students tested positive that week.
When I was tested, when I figured out I was positive, I was like crying. And the poor nurse was like, I'm so sorry you're going through this.
That's No. She's a freshman studying English. Much of the city of Tuscaloosa was closed under a moratorium ordered by the mayor when she started quarantine.
It's going to be okay. There are going to be people with you. And like my mask was like soaked with tears.
It was definitely just upsetting to have done everything right, taken all the precautions, and yet still ended up getting COVID.
Nathaniel is a sophomore majoring in physics. He got his test results a week after Kiana. 900 students had tested positive since. That meant trading free reign of the University of Alabama's campus for quarantine in Mary Burke Hall later that day.
And walking into Burke, I was like, here's my home for the next 10 days. You know, kind of very annoyed that I had to be there and that I was going to have to take all these extra precautions and stay away from people and not see my friends for 10 days.
Some students were more optimistic. Kiana, for one.
I was actually felt like kind of like a second home. When I moved in, some of the girls next door heard me moving in and they came out. They were like, oh my gosh, you're new to Corona Village. And they were like, if you need anything, just let me know.
For freshmen like Nell, quarantine dorms were their first glimpse of campus life without social distancing.
It was super nice. I remember the first night I got there, I was sitting in the like common area and I was like, this is the most real college feeling, college experience that I had.
For some, normal college life is code for Alabama's party culture. Here's Nathaniel.
It was at least probably 25 to 30 people partying in like the common area on the guys floor. Clearly people were able to sneak out and get alcohol or sneak in and bring alcohol. I don't know how they do it.
But partying couldn't compensate for the lack of basics when you're sick. Kiana says the list included no physical and mental health resources.
I didn't get checked on till my last day in quarantine. Like nobody came and visited. I got calls maybe the day before my last day about like, oh, how are you feeling type thing.
It was tough for Nell as well.
I like didn't feel great and I was dealing with homesickness and just couldn't really concentrate. I definitely got behind. Like I've definitely felt behind since I got into quarantine.
Even so, Kiana agrees that quarantine gave them new perspectives.
It actually helped. So I did not have the best beginnings for my like roommate situation. So that 10 days of isolation away from them and from that situation helped a lot, like clearing my mind, because it gave me time to myself and to kind of like reevaluate where I am.
All three students were cleared to leave quarantine housing. They've been getting back to their normal campus routines and hearing the sound of Denny chimes every 15 minutes along the way. Nathaniel is viewing the pandemic differently now that his 10 days of quarantine are up.
Well, it was definitely interesting to have experienced the disease in the pandemic, because I mean, it was not fun, but I'm also a very healthy 19-year-old. It definitely made the pandemic seem a lot more serious to be a part of it.
Kiana, Nell, and Nathaniel came out of quarantine as the city lifted its moratorium on bars and restaurants. Students like Nell are enjoying life outside again.
I'm just so much more motivated and excited to like get out, and the day I got out was when the moratorium was like starting to be lifted, so that was just fun and exciting, and I just happened to just meet a bunch more people like in the weeks after.
So, with face masks and social distancing, they may be able to spend time out and about and less time in Mary Burke Hall in the near future. Libby Foster, APR News in Tuscaloosa.